I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, but I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like monster had taken over me and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
Hi, it's Andy, and welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. First of all, thank you for your kind words about the British Sports Journalism Awards shortlist. Sasha, Nat and I just really want to thank you for your support, and fingers crossed we find out the end of February. We've got two episodes for you this week. Watch out for that Lightning special. They've got that game at the weekend to kickstart their 15th anniversary. But on this episode, we're going to hear from Storm's Leah Middleton and Kat Ranapala on that new Nike deal at Saracens Mavericks. Strathclyde Sirens have announced a partnership with National Confidential Forum, and here's Gia to tell us more.
Today we're proud to announce our new partnership with National Confidential Forum. National Confidential Forum is about understanding and acknowledging the experiences of those who are in institutional care in Scotland as a child. You can tell the forum about your experiences, including any abuse you may have suffered, how it was dealt with at the time, and the effect these experiences are having on you now. We pledge our support to help shine a light on care and provide the platform to start a conversation. It's time to talk. It's time to shine a light on care.
Last week we heard from Ken from Bath, who was organising a fundraiser for the recent Australian fires. Well, congratulations to her and partner Jarrett, as they managed to raise over £3,700. Well, I also spoke to Kim about the standard in our Super League.
This competition's not just, you know, England's comp. It's actually, it's a good competition. You know, we've got some really strong athletes playing in here, and yes, there's a couple of older people playing here, but I mean, they're still at the top of their game, you know. They've still got the crowds doing an R, you know, and they're still being able to compete with the world's best, so.
What's a typical week like training for you? How intense is it?
We do two court work sessions a week that go for about 2 hours, and then we're in the gym twice a week as well, and then in there we have an off-legs conditioning session and maybe just a little top-up as well. So we're doing at least 5 to 6 sessions a week, so. It is still hard, and you know, you've got to think of that a lot of us are having to work as well. So, you know, we go and do a full day's work and then we come to training and not getting home till 10 o'clock. Have to give ourselves some food and sleep and then go again the next day. So that element can be quite tiring as well. Yeah, it's different in that regard because a lot of the girls back home wouldn't generally be working so much, but you know, It's
one of them. You do it because you love it, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, I wouldn't have moved over the other side of the world with my husband with me if I didn't love the sport, you know? Yeah. It's definitely not a thing for me to go, oh, quick, I'm going to get rich off it. It's definitely because we love the sport and it's a life opportunity for us because we've never been over here.
You've had a chance to do a couple of the camps as well, haven't you? So what's that like for you, giving back to the people that go there, and obviously nice to pass things on?
Yeah, I really like giving back to the community because I grew up in a country area. I was about 6-7 hour drive from Sydney when I was a kid. We grew up on beaches. So for me to be able to give back is really great because I never had the opportunity of elite players to come and do clinics or camps or anything like that when I was a child and growing up. So I actually love it because it does bring a bit of joy. And you know, sometimes you don't know what's going on in other people's lives. You don't know if that's going to be, you know, a highlight of their week, their month, their year. So to give back just a couple of hours, you know, have a few photos and have a bit of fun with the kids, yeah, it's really great, you know. I really enjoy it. I mean, it takes it out of you because it's exhausting, but it's well worth it.
Throughout your career, are you the kind of person that's been taking a note of the table on a week-by-week basis, or do you just think, you know what, I'm just going to get on plane?
I just take it as it comes, a roll with the punches. You know, I never thought that I'd be back playing ANZ, and then I got a call-up for the Vixens in 2016, you know, when Tegan Phillip did her ACL. So 2 weeks before the season started, I was called up, had 2 weeks of training, and then played round one against Sharni Layton. So, and then my world just completely upside down. You know, I literally signed a contract on a Sunday night, and then the following Thursday I lived in Melbourne. I'd been married for 6 months and then moved to Melbourne, left my husband back in Wollongong. And I was like, see you, honey, pack the house up, bye. And now I live in Bath, one of the most beautiful places in Britain.
Who's paid you to say that?
No, it hasn't. Yeah, but, if Bath want to help me out with a few things.
Finally, just obviously you've had plenty of great coaches and lots of advice over your career, so maybe something you remember, something you'd like to pass on at the camps?
I mean, every coach has had a different experience and have sort of highlighted something for me, but for me personally, like, you find enjoyment and you play better when you're enjoying it. So for me at the moment, because I'm playing well, but I'm enjoying it as well. So I think, you know, you do it because you enjoy it. So, you know, if you don't love something, don't do it. So have a love for it.
Meanwhile, Kat Ratnapala has been sharing more on the new Mavericks kit deal with none other than Nike.
Nike are a huge brand, huge name, and obviously from partnering with Saracens, it's a massive opportunity for us to grab it with both hands. And yeah, just to be working with them is fantastic, and the quality of all the garments that we've had have just been fantastic. So really excited to have them on board.
That's a lot of work behind the scenes, or was it thanks to that partnership already in place?
Yeah, mainly the partnership, to be honest. I mean, the whole Saracens deal was a long time coming, and there was a lot of conversations behind closed doors, etc. It feels like a lifetime ago now, but really when you look at it on paper, it's really only obviously come to fruition this year with Nike and having them on board. So I think it brings us into the brand more, into the family more with Together Saracens, and obviously wearing new colours for us is a massive deal. Unfortunately losing the purple and taking on the black and the red, but it's massive for us and where we definitely want to be going and need to be going and need to be heading as a franchise into the more professional era, and having Saracens backing and assistance with all of that has been paramount for us to move forward.
A lot of the England team will never be out of the kit now, so I'm sure there's no arguments about that.
Oh, absolutely not, no. I mean, they're so iconic, and, you know, the clothing and the footwear is amazing. So, yeah, just to have them on board and get invited to some of the events that they do for women in sport is fantastic. And, yeah, I don't think there's any complaints for any of our players of the appearances and everything else that they're being asked to do. It's just fantastic to get them on board. And Nike have done so much, as you say, with England netball as well as ourselves. And they're doing more and more with women's sport, which is fantastic. I think it's a forever growing piece in the massive jigsaw puzzle that is sports. And we're becoming more headlining as we go through, which, again, is great.
So it'll be all aspects of the kit then, match and training wear throughout the upcoming season?
Yep, we have been training in the kit, so that's been really exciting, and our NPL pathway players have been playing in Nike kit as well, so yeah, it's all good. The brand is fantastic, and we're getting it out there, and people are slowly getting used to red and black instead of the purple and black, so yeah, it'll be good to just take it to the new level, really.
Not only has the NPA been great in terms of all the stuff they're doing off court for us as players, you know, giving us a voice, listening to little issues that we might have, just trying to tweak things and make things better as the sport becomes professional. For me as a player, oh, I cannot thank them enough, really. Just the amount of hours that they're putting in, like, I can pick up the phone, ask for advice on lots of different things, whether it be with business, like, you know, building solo sessions has been a huge thing. I've had help with contracts, I've had help with web design, commercial and marketing, like, just so many things has come through the NPA, and I'm just so thankful. And it's just like a real step in the right direction, and where we're trying to be not only on the court but off the court as well.
We're bringing everyone together to a global netball team, and what that's doing is helping those countries and those women and men as well that don't have the opportunity to be able to create their own choices and bring us all together.
Sport is sport. But what it allows you to do is it empowers you. So it allows you to say on the netball court, no, or yes, or be part of something that gives you a voice.
Campaigns like this are super important, but more so in Nepal. We've got such a huge community all over the world, but we're not working together at this current point in time. And creating choices is bringing us together because we can do more together than what we can do separately.
Psst. Only me. If your club needs extra players or hosting a tournament and just need a extra little support locally, why not send us a message? info@thenetballshow.co.uk, or you can send us a tweet @thenetballshow, and who knows, it might appear in this secret little bit of the podcast. But shh, don't go telling everybody.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary support required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop-start, change of direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
It's a netball show with Mizuno. More now from Kim, who's been telling us more about Team Bath's pre-season games.
Pre-season been going well. We retained quite a few from our previous season, which is really exciting. But then we've also got some new and returning talent as well. So really looking forward to the season ahead. Pre-season's been quite long, so finally getting ready and putting those matches out there. It's all exciting.
And is it nice having people like Sophie back, and the whole England players will be returning into camp as well, because they've been missing the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it has been tricky because with the three England girls we've got, so Imogen, Summer and Sophie, but we've also had Casey, who is our South African import, away as well. So that's been a bit tricky in terms of trying to cement some combinations and just, you know, a bit of team bonding and stuff like that, really.
And how's Fee been since joining?
Fee, I think she's an absolute star. Quality pickup from Bath. She's just one of those defenders that she's just always there. She's always breathing down your neck, letting you know that she's there. And she's one of those people that can just run on things and go for the ball. She's got the ability to just turn ball over out of nowhere. So, you know, she's definitely one to watch for us this year.
Are you enjoying Joe's style of coaching so far? I bet that's a...
Yeah, I'm really enjoying Joey. She's a breath of fresh air. She's something so different, and the way she looks at the game and how her interpretation of everything is slightly different. And it's a nice little vibe that we've sort of got going, and she's just so easygoing and really good to talk to. And then you can say, "Oh, I'm really struggling with this," and she's like, "Well, you know, you're not struggling," and she'll always make it into a positive, so you make a little bit, you feel a bit better about yourself if you're, you know, not picking up something up or but she really works hard with the one-on-one sessions and stuff like that as well. I'm really enjoying having Jo around, and I think a lot of the other girls are as well.
And literally weeks away from the start of the season, are you in the right kind of, are you ready now? You're just itching to get things underway?
Oh, I'm absolutely buzzing. I'm an extremely competitive person. Anyone that knows me will know that I'm very competitive, even if it's just a race who can get to the door the quickest. You know, I'm always trying to win, you know, really simple stuff like that. So I'm really excited for the season, and I think it's going to be another fantastic season. So last season was really, really competitive. You know, it went all the way down to the last round. So I've no doubt with what we've seen from team lineups and things like that, that it's going to be the same sort of thing this year. So it's all exciting, you know, full steam ahead.
It's an Apple show with Mizuno. Leah, first of all, you were born in Berkshire, weren't you? So you moved to Australia as a child?
Yeah, so basically I have one memory of playing netball in England, and that was when it was probably like the middle of winter and the posts were like frozen with ice. Yeah, that was probably when I was about 7. And then I picked up netball in Australia when I was 15, so quite late really. But the reason I actually picked it up is because I wanted to play football with my dad, but he thought that I was probably a little bit too like lanky and not so much coordinated for me to play that sport. So yeah, my mum took me down the netball courts, and I definitely wasn't the best, but I gave it a good go, and then yeah, ended up here.
It's no denying the fact though that Australia at netball are the world's best. Tell me a bit about your journey in representing under-17s, under-19s.
Yeah, I think I was really lucky having only started at like 15. I think I got picked up quite late. But yeah, I was able to make the state team, the Queensland state team, at 17 years old, and actually lucky enough to then make the 17 Australian representative squad that year. So I got to travel to the AIS and stuff like that. I think I was probably really lucky because we had some great coaches in Queensland that time, and you know, there was a lot of opportunity given for good coaching sessions, and I was just, yeah, I loved it. So basically did it all the time.
Firebirds in themselves, an incredible force in the game as part of the league as well. What was it like just being part of that whole setup and being a training partner for them?
Yeah, it really was an incredible experience, I think, especially for me being a defender, just having the opportunity week in, week out to train against people like Gretel and Romelda is just, you know, probably any young netballer's dream. But yeah, I learned a lot, and even the coaching side of it, Rose, she offers some great feedback. So yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. I think it set me up really well for me to come here and have a solid season over here.
A few of the Australian girls have come over part of the league this season. Lexi's over at Wasps too.
Yes, she is.
What is that appeal like to you as a player?
Yeah, I think, you know, like the league is without a doubt getting stronger every year, and I think the competition back home is obviously really fierce, but you know, England's really competing with that. So I just think, yeah, there is a strong appeal to come over and, you know, be in that environment and try and compete at a higher level.
Do you reckon things like Com Games and how we did in World Cup helped?
Oh, definitely. You know, England's outcome at Com Games was just incredible. I remember watching that game at work, actually, and I was cheering on the Roses. Maybe I should keep that a secret too. But yeah, I think, you know, it's definitely put them on the map. And yeah, the league is hopefully just going to continue to grow from that.
Did you know much about Storm then before the contact was made?
I'd been friends with Siggy Berger before I came here, so I had heard and seen a bit about Storm. But yeah, when I researched into it, obviously, you know, found out a little bit more. But yeah.
Have you seen Mickey's ambition and obviously that dedication as a player coach so far?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think that the whole playing group has something quite special. So yeah, that's really nice. But I think Mickey always kind of tries to challenge us as a group whilst challenging herself, and yeah, to be honest, at the moment it's a really good group to be around, so yeah, it's working well so far. I think
plenty of talent right across the board in the squad. Is there anybody in particular you've seen that's impressed you already?
Oh yeah, I mean, like you said, I think everyone in our Storm squad is very talented, and everyone's fighting really hard for their place on the team at the moment. But I think, you know, probably lining up with people like Karen Bailey's obviously awesome. Like, she's been an Australian diamond and someone that I really looked up to younger, so that was great. But also people like Katie Holland, you know, she's a massive name in this league. So yeah, I think there's lots all over the board, but they're just a few.
Thanks for your support as always. Remember, we're online at thenetballshow.co.uk, and you can always send us a tweet as well at thenetballshow.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, and I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.